Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on Tzadik Aleph Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Oinein, we already spoke about Oinein yesterday in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. The Oinein has a din, of course, that Rachmana Litzlan, one of his immediate relatives has passed away, and therefore he is an Oinein. What's the din? Aninus Yoim is min ha-toira, the day of the person's passing is min ha-toira. Aninus Laila, the following evening, the following night, is midraban. As a result, Oinein, a person who's never an Oinein, it was an Oinein on Erev Pesach, and what happened, Baruch Hashem, we buried the Nifter. Now the Oinein wants to be able to eat Kodshim, to eat Karm Pesach at night, says our Mishnah. Oinen toivel fi oicheles pischoy ve'erev. The Oinen has to go to the mikveh. Rashi points out this, that he has to go to the mikveh, is not min ha-toira. It's midrabanan. It's brought in Mesechtes Chagiga in the sugya of Chomer Bakoidish. The one of the 11 malois that the Chachamim instituted was that an Oinen, as well as a Michusa Kippurim, should go and toivel before they eat. The reason for that is because for the last period of time, particularly when the Mechusa Kippurim, for the last week or two or longer, depending if he was a Metzayra or what have you, they have not eaten Kachim, so they're not used to eating Kachim. Same thing, the Oinen, at least for the purpose, for the period of a few hours, he wasn't inclined to eat Kachim because he couldn't, because he was an Oinen. Oinen is not allowed to eat Kachim. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'maaseh Sheini, Le'yachalti V'oinim Mimenu, and Chazal learned a Kal V'chomer to Kachim. So now that he is changing his status from a non-eater of Kachim to an eater of Kachim, you got to toivel first.
Does an Oinen have a presumption of being Tamei Tumas Mei?
No, B'chlal not. So the Oinen, if he would, he'd have to have Shlishu Shri. So you have an Oinen that was not Mitamei Tumas. He toivels after the Anin, at the end of the Aninus period, but he can go and eat the Karm Pesach that night. Why can he eat the Karm Pesach at night? Why not? Of course, at the time when they were shechting the Karm Pesach, they had to go and register this Oinen, like we had in yesterday's Mishnah, the beginning of yesterday's blot, that an Oinen, and the person who's Mafakech as a Gal, and the person who's a Choyl, and the person who's a Zokin, and the person who's a Chobish Vaveisu Yisurim, all five of those, although at that present moment, were not able to go and eat from the Karm Pesach. However, the expectation was that by night they would be able to, and therefore the Oinen had the same expectation as the other four that we had at the Mishnah. Shoichtin v'zorkin olav, and that's what our Mishnah tells us. Make sure to go and check the Karm Pesach 2 o'clock in the afternoon on behalf of this Oinen, and he'll be able to go and toivel and eat le'erv. Avaloi b'kachim, not by other kachim other than the Karm Pesach. Why not? Because Aninus Laila is also Aninus. It's Drabanan, but he's an Oinen. And Oinen is not allowed to eat and go from the Karm. So by all other Kachim, the Chachamim said, don't eat Kachim. You're an Oinen. Aninus Laila, an Oinen is not allowed to eat Kachim. However, when it comes to Karm Pesach, lo'yhamidu Chachamim es Devrayim against a mitzvah shiyesh poi kores. We're talking about if chas v'sholom a person doesn't go and bring a Karm Pesach, you have kores on the horizon. Therefore they said, you know what? Halach is, we're going to be mavater, we're going to be lenient and say that you are allowed to eat Karm Pesach even though you have aninus laila. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, Karm Pesach, yes, but Shar Kodshim, no. Even Shar Kodshim, the Gemara says, there is a mitzvah to go and eat Kodshim, like it says in the Pasuk, V'ochlu oisem asher kupar behem. Yes, it's a mitzvah to go and eat Kodshim. However, it's not a mitzvah that rises to the level of potential kares, and so therefore the Chacham said, you're an Oinen, don't eat Kodshim. So what about, when am I going to eat? You'll eat tomorrow, you won't eat tonight. Tonight you're an Oinen, you can't eat. Basically, you have to eat tonight. Right to the Mishnah, Hashomei al Meisoy.
Why can't you do Pesach Sheni?
We're not addressing Pesach Sheni now. We're addressing now Pesach Rishon. Can you eat Pesach Rishon? Can you not eat Pesach Rishon? Okay. We're saying that even though this person was an Oinen during the day, he's allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach at night, but not by Shar Kodshim. Since he will be able to eat from Shar Kodshim at night, You don't have to wait until Pesach Sheni. You can go and eat already right now. What happens if a person found out that someone passed away? He didn't find out immediately. He only found out subsequently. And as we all know, that if a person finds out chas v'shalom that a close relative that passed away, if you find out within the 30 days of the patira of that relative, you have to sit shiva for a full 7 days. On the other hand, if you only found out after the shloishim was over, then you only have to sit 1 day, and even that 1 day, miktas yom kakula, you sit 1 hour, and you're done, and you do not have to go and have a full-blown shiva. Good. Here's Ashamei al-Meisei, a person heard about the mess sometime later on. And a person who was malakat atzamos. What means malakat atzamos? That they decided to rebury and move the atzamos of a person's immediate relative to another location. On that day, as the Gemara will say, even if he wasn't involved in the likat atzamos, but someone did it on his behalf, a chevra kadisha, or someone did the likat atzamos. So on that day, he has a din of avelus. If that day was Erev Pesach, okay, it's Erev Pesach. Toivel, he has to go on Toivel again, not because he became Tomei, but because of his Aninus Terabonon, excuse me, Voichel, Mikodshim, then he can even eat Kodshim at night. The reason why he can eat Kodshim at night is because the Aninus that he has during the day, on that Yom Shemua, or on the day of the Likud Atzamos, that itself is a Dirabbanan, and Dirabbanan didn't add yet an additional Aninus Laila to the Aninus Yoy. Chachamim added Aninus Laila to an Oinen Min HaToira, who's an Oinen during the day, they add Aninus Laila. However, when the whole Aninus Bayoyim is Dirabbanan, they didn't go and add an additional layer or level of Aninus, and therefore, even Kodshim, this person can go and eat.
Why did he just bring it in as if he's doing it? If he's malakit, then he's tamei shiva.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he just say it's others?
Let's wait until we get to Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask your very, very question, Brother Shai. We'll see Mitch momentarily. Finally, the Mishnah ends off with Gabi Agersh and his Gai Ber Pesach. A goy that decided he wants to join the Jewish religion and he wants to be at the Seder night to be able to go and talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Manishtana and all the rest. So he's Megayer on Erev Pesach itself. Bishami Omrim Toivil, the Oichel Espischel Erev. He has a Toivil. The Tevila that Bishami is referring to is the Tevila of Geirus. He'll now complete his Geirus through the Tevila. And of course, the assumption is he's already done the Kabbalah Samitzvahs and he's already had his Bris Mila. See, Toivil, the Ochel Pischel Erev. Now he's a full fledged Jew and he'll eat the Karm Pesach tonight. No. This individual, since he has left Arelus, meaning he's left the Gentile world, entered into Klal Yisrael, from now on, for the first 7 days, it's as if he was metamel lemes. He needs hazuas shlishi ushvi. Why? We'll see mirchem in the Gemara because of a gezera.
When the ger was in Skyer, when is this tefillah
for on Erev Pesach
before or after shchitas of korban Pesach in his behalf?
Does that make a difference?
Is Mechusar Maisa, you know what I'm saying, type thing that said the Machlokas earlier?
And that would depend on the Machlokas between Rav and Ula and others, you can Shoich the Mazorkan al Tamei Sheretz. But if he's a Tvul Yoim, Kuli al Lamoid, then you can go.
It's just Mechusar Tman, but I'm saying that if he's Mechusar Maisa of Tvila and Kabbalah Samitzvahs, then.
Yeah. I mean, al Lamaisa, he would have had to have been a Jew before the Shchitas Rika, because if he was still a Goy, he can't go and check
exactly,
the
Pesach. Exactly my question.
Perfect. Zokimar, what's the reason why in the Mishnah that we distinguish between Korban Pesach and Shar Kodshim? Says he might. My time, because Aninus Laila is Rabban. The Gabi Pesach leimid the brain of Makom Kares. Gabi Kodshim leimid the brain of Makom Asay. Like we said in the Mishnah, since you are an Oinen at night mid Rabbana, so it's Rabban. You're an Oinen. An Oinen is not allowed to eat from Kodshim. So if the only reason why you're eating the kodshim is because of the mitzvah sasevi ochel oisim asher kupa behem, the chacham say we're being oiker this mitzvah sasevi b'shevi al taisa, which of course the chachamim have that right and have that koach, don't eat the kodshim. But when you're talking about Karm Pesach, which is a mitzvah sasevi sheyesh by kareis, the chacham said we are lenient, even though it's aninus laila, you can go and eat the Karm Pesach, just don't eat another Karm Pesach you can eat. And we continue the Mishnah, Hashemi al Naisoi and Hamalakit Loi at Samois. Frey Timor, Hamalakit at Samois. Hoboy Hazoa Shlishu Shvi. The Lashon of the Mishnah Hamalakit, that sounds like he himself is being Osek in the Malakit at Samois. If that's the case, then he's not only Mal al Hames, he's Maga, Masa, with Mile, all the wonderful things, he's become a real, real Tmei Mes. Real Tmei Mes, you need Hazor Shlishu Shvi. Why did say in our Mishnah, Toivu V'yoychum Bekotchim? Is that your point?
Yes.
That was the point that Brother Shai was bringing up in the Mishnah. You have to change the gears of the Mishnah slightly, or at least you have to change the understanding of the Mishnah. Not Hamalakit Loi, that he was Malakit, but Hamalakit, someone from the Chevra Kadisha, was Malakit Loi on behalf of this living individual, the Atzamais of that living individual's immediate siblings or parents. So it's not that he was Malakit, but someone was Malakit on his behalf. What I find interesting is, the Gemara gives us a teretz, Eima, say, either modify or explain, Shalikhtalu Yatzamais. But the Gemara agrees that the Lashon Hamalakit sounds like he's doing it himself.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the top Rashi, at the very, very top, Rashi's girsa apparently in the Mishnah is v'chein mi shaliktu loy atzames al v'imay. If that's the case, Rashi doesn't have apparently the girsa malakit loy atzames. He has mi shaliktu loy. So what's the whole Gemara's kasha? Unless you're going to go and tell me that Rashi's girsa at the top is based on the maskana. Rashi also had a Malakit Loi Atzamas. Rashi also had this Gemara. And once the Gemara answered Shalik Loi Atzamas, Rashi says, oh, V'chein mi Shalik Loi Atzamas. You'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't mean him. It means somebody else's Malakit on his behalf. Okay, right, Gershon is Gayer. What does it say in the end of the Mishnah? Gershon is Gayer. What's the Halacha? Machlokes Beishamai Beisil. Beishamai says, Toivel and eat at night. The Beisil says, you got to wait 7 days, and therefore you're going to have to, if you can, you'll be able to bring the second carbon paper. That will depend on whether you hold this Tashlum and Darishan, not Tashlum and Darishan. But according to Beisil, we cannot bring the first carbon Pesach. Om Rabbah Bechona, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Machloik is Ba'orel Nochri. The Machloik is in the Mishnah talking about a Gentile that became a Ger. The Beisil Savri Gzeira Shem Yitma Lishona Habo V'yoymer Ishtaken Mi Loitavalti V'yachalti Achshem Nami Etbo V'yoychel V'loyod V'yishtaken Nochri Habo V'yomekabel Tomo Achshem Yisrael Mekabel Tomo Beisil Savri Loikos Rina. What's going on? This Gentile, a day before Erev Pesach, or 2 days, or 5 days, or a week, or a month, or whenever, unfortunately attended a funeral. And he was in the same chapel and became Tomei Tumas Mes. Or could be that he was one of the pallbearers. Bottom line is, he was Tomei Tumas Mes. Okay. Since at that time he was a Gentile, Gentiles cannot be Mekabel Tumma. Doesn't exist. That being the case, it's upsetting that unfortunately he had to attend a funeral, but nevertheless he did not become Tomei. So Minatoira, as soon as he's Megayer, he's totally Tohar. Beisil says, you know what, I'm afraid that next year it's going to be Pesach time, and this same former Gentile, now proud Ger, person who joined the Jewish religion, he will become Tmei Mes at that time, sometime during the year, or shortly before Pesach. And somebody might even go and tell him, hey, Mr. Ger, by any chance, are you a Tmei Mes? Yeah, maybe yes, maybe not. Well, why are you asking? The reason is because we have to all bring a Karim Pesach. I have nothing to worry about. I remember a year ago, I was a Tmei Mes. I had gone to a funeral just a few days before Passover, and the rabbis didn't ask me any questions, or they did ask, and I told them that. They said, no problem. They were Megayer me, and I went, and I toiveled, and I went and ate the Karim Pesach. So you see that I'm invincible to these halachas. They don't apply to me. Just like it didn't apply last year, it doesn't apply this year. So the Ger might think. And therefore we say, according to Beis Hillel, to ingrain in him the idea that a Tmei Mes cannot go and eat from the Karban Pesach, we force him to go and have Shlishi Ushvi now the first time, even though he's going to miss the Karban Pesach this year, but that's what Chum said. And therefore, we won't have to worry next year that if Chas Shomim comes into my mess, that he might come and eat from the Karban Pesach.
But so here it's a case of
a mitzvah sheish by Karis.
Right.
And the Gemara is going to discuss that in another few minutes. At this time again, Nochmo says Rabbi Yochanan, Orel Nochri is the machlokes. Beisilul Savri. I'm reviewing the words again. Gzeira Shem Yitma Lishon Haba. Maybe next year, after he's become a full-fledged ger for a year, he might become tummy at that time. And when he's going to bring the Korban Pesach for Yoyma, he'll say about himself, Ishtaken Miloy Tavaltim Yechal. I remember last year very clearly. I was a Tamei Mes. I had been to a funeral the day before, the morning of the of Erev Pesach. Miloy Tavalti Vechalti. I toivled and I was able to eat. So Achshav Namiyat Bavoichal. A year later, I'm not any frumer, any less frum than I was a year ago. I'm going to do the same thing. But he doesn't realize the Ishtaka the year before. Nochri Havah. He was at that time a Gentile when he attended the funeral. V'loy Mekabel Tumah. And that's why he wasn't Mekabel Tumah, because Gentiles cannot become Tamei. Achshav Yisrael Umekabel Tumah. He doesn't know about this major change in his life structure, and therefore he's Mekabel Tumah. And next year, Chas V'Shalom, he might come and bring the Korban Pesach and eat it b'tumah. B'Shamay says, I'm not concerned. Yeah, it's possible, but because of that, I'm not going to make a gzeira and tell this person, don't eat from the Korban Pesach and don't bring the Korban Pesach. Avul Orel Yisrael, if he was always a Jew, and the reason why he didn't have a bris l'moshel was because mesu echov machmas mila, and he spoke to the doctors, and the doctor said, we found a new vaccine, and now you can, and he wants to, because the pasuk says, v'chol orel le'yoichel by, I want to eat the Korban Pesach. So they made the bris mila on Erev Pesach. Orel Yisrael, tibi hakoil, toivu v'yoichel es pischa li'erev. He can go and toivu and eat the Korban Pesach that night. Why should I say no? Because maybe I would say a gzeira, orel Yisrael mishum orel nachri. No, because we know Yisrael mishum orel nachri. After all, it'll be like a gzeira the gzeira, because even by the orel nachri, it's only a gzeira. So now to go and throw on that the orel Yisrael, as we vayt shenisht, even Basil agrees, we don't have such a double gzeira. Tana mihachi, we're going to bring a rai from a brayso, just like Rabbi Yochanan said. Om Rabbi Shimon Elazar, leinach l'kubei shama b'isal ori Yisrael shatoyvu yochlus pischal yarev. No question about it. He can go and toivul and eat. He goes and has a bris mila erev Pesach. He toivuls. He can eat the Korban Pesach that night. Al manach l'kusa. Where's the machloikas? Al orel nachri shabei shami omen toivul yochel as pischal yarev, like we had in our Mishnah. B'isal omrim hapoyish mina orlik hapoyish mina kever, because of the gzeira that we said, and therefore he's going to have to go and undergo the 7-day process of shlishi ushvi hazah, and he cannot bring the Korban Pesach or eat it at the Pesach Rishon when he became a ger.
There seems to be a disconnect here, though, because we're not talking about him going to a funeral Erev Pesach, talking about getting a bris mila Erev Pesach and being tovel, and we're extending and saying that's equivalent to Poresh Min HaKever, and we're saying in the future, because he might make that mistake, we'll make two leaps like that, that he'll say, oh, last year, if he knows already that that Orla being Purishim Orla Purishim HaKever, he obviously know Dinim of Tumas Meis. It feels like there's an analogy here that's like two stages that Beis Hillel is making. And also, I'm wondering, when if you get Hazah Shlishi Shvi and you don't require it, does that impart Tumah to you if you don't need it? If you're Tahar, if the Ger is Tahar, if because the Orla is not Metameim Tumas Meis, and this is this off topic?
Well, let's talk about one question at a time. Your first question was that you think that there's somewhat of a disconnect. You're talking about a Ger who until now was a Gentile, and now Erev Pesach, he decided to have his bris, and to go on Toivel, and to be able to go and eat the Korban Pesach at night. So, Bishamin no Pram, Baruch Hashem. This was all done under the auspices of a very reliable Bezdin, and they taught him all of the normal, regular halachas, and among the halachas they told him was, you have to have a bris, you have to kabbalah mitzvahs, you have to have tefillah. Rabbis, I'm prepared to do all of that, I want to become a Jew. Absolutely, we embrace him, we love him, come on in, it's tremendous, great to have you. V'havta mesager. So, Baruch Hashem, he has his giur, and now he wants to be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Says Bishamish, what's the problem? Sure, he'll sit at the head of the table, he can wear his brand new kittel, and he can participate with the manishtan and everything else. Beis Hillel says, Min HaTorah, 100%. However, I have a concern. What's the concern? Maybe this Gentile was a Tmei Mes. In fact, he tells the Bezin outright, yesterday, my great-grandfather Nebuch passed away suddenly, and I was there in the funeral chapel. I was under the oil hames, and I became Tmei. The rabbis think about it for a second. They say, it's okay. You're being Megai now. It's fine. You can go and be Megai, and you can eat the current paste. Everything's great. What happens if the next year comes by, and guess what? A day before Erev Pesach, the other great-grandfather Nebuch passed away. Actually, he would probably have four great-grandfathers. But anyway, so that also passed away. So he goes to the funeral. And the next day people say, oh, you went to a funeral? Don't you know it's a mess? I have a deal with my rabbis. I was with Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones and Rabbi McGillicuddy. They all signed that I'm a full-fledged Jew. And they said it's not a problem, even though I was at the great-grandfather's Levi. I even held the Hespit. They said it's not a problem, everything is okay. So I'm sure the same thing applies this year. Yeah, they told me I have to go and toivel. I'm going to toivel, sure. I'm going to toivel the mikveh three times, up and down, back and forth, and then I'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach HaNait. It's a fairly logical sequence of events, and therefore Beis Hillel says, I got to be careful. I have to tell this ger, Tmei Mes is very, 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 very chomor. Until now, last year, you didn't have a problem because at that time you were Gentile. A Gentile is not Mekabel Tumah. This year, you're a Jew. You are Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, they have to go. The best way of teaching him this lesson will be to tell him that the first year, you will not be able to go bring the Karm Pesach. You have to have Shlish Yushvi because you were quote-unquote Tumah when you were still a Gentile.
But that's the lush, not lush, the lush, Kippur Shmina, Orla Kippur Shmina Kevah. It sounds like there's some tumah from the Orla.
It's just a poetic form.
Okay.
Kippur Shmina Orla, he became a ger, so he left Orla.
That answers my question. And the other thing is about Hazah, Shlishi Shvi, B'makom.
Okay, so the answer is that the Torah says the person who is Mazameh Hanidah, then he is Yichabesis Begodav, which Poshepshat means that if he was the spritzer as opposed to the spritzi, he has to go to the mikveh and he has to have kibbutz begadim. Chazal tell us that it's not the halacha. The halacha is the one that is, the one that carries the mayanita. And the reason why it says hazah b'loshin mazah, tell you that the minimum shear that he's carrying has to be the shear of hazah on an individual's tamei mes, which is a very, very small shear. But if he carries that, boom, he becomes tamei and kibbutz begadim. However, the fact that hazah has spritzed on the person, that does not require him to have a tefillah, certainly not min ha-Torah, perhaps mid-Rabban. But for that, the goy, the ger, is well, he's ready, willing, and able to toivel. That's not a problem. He says, just like last year I toivel, this year I toivel. So he's going to go toivel even after the hazor, and then he'll be mutter to eat all kavanas, even according to Beis Hillel. Good? Amar Rava. Rava now goes and gives us six cases, three times where the rabbis loosened their restrictions because the Isser involved a Kares, and three cases where they did not loosen their restrictions. It's Omer Rava, Orel, Hazo'a, V'Izemel, Hamidu Devrayim, B'mokim Kares. Oinein U'metzoyru U'beis HaPras, Loi Hamidu Devrayim B'mokim Kares. So we have three cases. Oral Hazov Izemel. The Gemara is going to explain, of course, every one of the cases. Hamida Devrei B'Makom Kares, the Chacham said, even though we're going to cause this person to not fulfill a mitzvah asay that requires that Chas Shalom, the violation thereof would be Kares. So we're talking about a heavy-duty mitzvah asay. Nevertheless, Hamida Devrei, they stood fast, and they said, we will not budge. You have to listen to our din rabbanon, even though you will not be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Say sheish bekaris, but the oyin mitzayir beis apras there lo yamina devrayim. They gave us a break and they said, you know what? We will loosen our standards, loosen our restriction. Yes, do this mitzvah because this mitzvah say is so important. Sheish bekaris. So what are the six? We start off with orel. Orel hodi amaran. What we said in our mishnah that we said according to Beis Hillel, even though this ger has the mitzvah like all other Jews to go and bring the Korban Pesach, they said, because we are concerned about next year, they made a gezeira. But as a result of this gezeira, this ger won't be able to have the Korban Pesach. I'm terribly sorry. That's the first case of Hamidah Devrei Memakom Kares, and they said, our halacha applies, don't bring the Korban Pesach. What's the second case? Hazor. Since we had already in a Mishnah, about 20-30 blad ago, the Omamar Hazor Shvus, the Eina Doicha Esha Shabbos. What is the case over here? What happens by a regular Tamei Mes? A regular Tamei Mes, Chas V'Shalom, he has to have Shlishi U'Shvi. What happens if the Hazos Shvi takes place on Erev Pesach itself? Fine! Go and do the Hazor on that day. And you remember we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara says, Ish Ish Kitom Nefesh, and Rabbi Yitzchak said in the Braisa, we don't distinguish in the Pasuk between day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 7. He's a Tamei Mes. What's the halach about this individual? That if he did not get the Hazor, then he's going to have to wait until Pesach Sheni. But if he does get the Hazor, he'll be able to go and bring Pesach Rishon. So he can get the Hazor even on Erev Pesach itself. It might be probably in the Machloikis, whether Tamei Sheretz, whether Sheretz and Zorkin Olav. That was the Gemara that we had before. But Mitzad Iker Hadin, normally we would say that this person, he has Hazor on Shvi, on Erev Pesach, as long as it happened in the morning, so he's already Gehuzit, he's already a Getoivulta, he's a Tfolioim, everything is great. Shoykh Levzorik and Olav, we don't have any props. What happens, however, if it's a situation like this year, where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and therefore we're going to have to take a Hazor on Shabbos? Will the Hazor go and ult? Can you allow for the person to have Hazor on Shabbos? The Chachamim said, no. Why can't you have Hazor on Shabbos? So we had already two reasons given. Sorry?
Shoot. The guy
one is because of a Tikkun Mano or a Tikkun Gavra. That's one reason. That's what Rashi gives. The Gemara gives a second reason, because we're afraid that the Hazor is located somewhere else and somebody's going to go and carry it Bishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and you're not going to carry Bishus HaRabim. So on that Gezeira, don't do Hazor on Shabbos. We had two reasons. Aha. If you're wondering where we had those reasons, you want to Dafka look it up, we can look it up. Oh, I don't know if your Gemara had it, but Samach Hei on the day we had in the Mishnah, Rashi said, Samach Hei 65b, Rashi said on the very last line, the reason why he came to Hazor, Mischazi Kimetaken Gavra. The very last line in Samachay Yom Beis, Rashi says Mischazi, it looks like Tikkun Gavra, which is the reason which you just gave. However, the Gemara says a little bit later, a totally different reason. The reason the Gemara gives is because we're afraid, this is back on Daf Samach Tes Omid Aleph, 69a, Samach Tes. You're looking at Samachay Yom Beis, do you have that, the last line of Rashi?
Yeah.
All the way in the bottom?
On the right side.
And the Mischazi ki Metakin Gavra, right? That course looks like Tikkun Gavra. But now skip to Samach Tes Amid Aleph, 69a, Samach Tes Amid Aleph. You see that there's two toises in before the end. Midaka Mahadra Atmei Sheretz. And then you have the last toise, Sheikh the Mizarkin. In between those two toises in, the Gemara says, V'hazor my time aloy dach yeshabos. Mechli tiltuli ba'almu, it's only a din of mukta. Titchi Shabbos, Mishun Pesach. He might go and take the Hazor in the container and carry it Arba Amas Rishisram, and of course he'll be over the Araisa. And the Chum said, no, we won't allow that, even though as a result, it's only a Gzeira. Maybe the person will go to the Mokam Hazor instead of the Mokam Hazor coming to him. But since it's possible that they're going to go and carry this Rishisram, the Chum Hamidu Devrein the Mokin Kores, don't bring the carbon Pesach tonight, this afternoon, and don't eat it tonight. So that's the second case where they were mamid devrayim, but mokum koris, don't do the hazor, only shuas, only agzeira derabana, don't do it, even though he won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach that night. And then we have case number three, and that's the case of izamel. Now izamel doesn't sound like a carbon Pesach din. That sounds like a din of bris milah. And in fact, initially, it involves bris milah, as we'll see. This sign it says in the price. Kishem she'ein mevi'en oisei derech rishus harabim. Kach ein mevi'en oisei derech gagos v'derech hatzeres v'derech karfifais. When it comes that there's a bris on Shabbos Kodesh, what happens if they left the izemel, that means the moil meser, in the haim? Now, we're not talking about a blaze of the mila, that machshir and mila are also doiche Shabbos. We're talking according to the Chacham. What's the halacha according to the Chacham? You're not going to violate any halachas of Shabbos to be able to go and do the bris, except for the bris itself, but not any of the machshirim. So you should have brought the izemel to shul or to the catering hall or wherever you're doing the bris. You should have done that before Shabbos. If you forgot, I'm sorry. Just like you cannot go and carry the moil meser on Shabbos Tekshav Shalom, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa. Even the Rabbanan Ein Levin Oisa Derech Kagas Derech Hatzedes Derech Karfifais. Even that is prohibited. As a result, we won't be able to go and do the bris today. I'm very sorry. You can't do the bris today. Okay, so what does it have to do with Korban Pesach? So L'choyre, that itself is enough. The fact that we're not going to allow the Moyel to bring his Izemel, Derech, Gagos, Chatzeres, and Karfifos, the Mitzvah Milas, the Chamitzvah Saseh, Sheyesh, by Karis, isn't that already enough? Isn't that already the proof that Chachom Hamidu Devreyem B'mokai Mitzvah Saseh Shil Karis? Zot Rashi, nay. Why not? Says Rashi, because the fact that the father didn't allow for the bris to happen that day, and the fact that the child did not have the bris that day, neither of those are koris events. A father never gets koris for not being male his son. He's not a nice guy, and what he did is wrong, but he doesn't get koris. The only person that gets koris for not having a bris is the person himself. Now, would the child himself, who's only 8 days old, get koris for not making sure to have a bris that day?
Of course not.
Of course not. He's only a cotton. He's only 8 days old. He's not even 8 years old. He's only 8 days old. Of course no din of koris. When would he have a din of koris? Only if after the bar mitzvah, if he decides he doesn't want to have a bris. Now, is this case about the brisa, about bringing the izemel, talking about a bris bizmanoi, or bris shaloi bizmanai? Is a child 8 days old, or is he ready 15 or 20 years old? And the obvious answer is, it's talking about a bris bizmanai.
Otherwise it's not Tocha Shabbos at all.
Exactly. We wouldn't even be talking about making a bris on Shabbos if it's beyond 8 days. Once it's the ninth day, you don't do it on Shabbos. If the child is 15 or 20, of course you're not going to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, says Rashi, this is not an event that would be called Hamidu Chachomim Divrei B'Mokim Karis. There's no Karis over here. None of the father, none of the child. So what is the case over here? The case over here is that it's Erev Pesach, and the father, and it's an Erev Pesach Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, like this year. And we're supposed to go and have a Bris Mila. And the fact that the child doesn't have the Bris Mila, this will prevent the father from eating Karban Pesach. Well, why does it go and prevent the father from eating Karban Pesach? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, but the Gemara brings it a little later on Daf Tzadik Vov. If you want to just turn for a few pages, we'll skip through it from Yechem later during the week. But it's 9 lines from the bottom of Tzadik Vov Amid Aleph, 96a. If you look 9 lines from the bottom, it says Elamiyat, middle of the line. Umalta oisoi oz yoichal boy. If you do the bris mila, then you can go and eat. What does that mean? Skip a line. Elaboy lomali. It should go and say, umalta oisoy oz yoichal. Comes to tell you, boy mila sechoro viavodom ni akeves. Vein mila sechoro viavodom ni akeves vitruma. If you have a father who has either children, boys, or he has avodim, and he doesn't make sure to go and give them the bris before the Pesach night, before Karban Pesach, forget about it. Not only can they not eat from the Karban Pesach, but even the father, only when the father himself makes sure that his kindleloch have a bris mila.
So that's a punishment?
You could look upon it as a punishment. You could also look upon it as a major incentive. We tell them, everybody else in Klal Yisrael is going to eat Karban Pesach except for you. Oh, I better go and bring my Karban Pesach. I better go and do the bris of my child. Right.
That's a strong incentive.
Yes, it's a major incentive. Anyway, the point is that this father had every intention of doing the bris that Shabbos. In fact, catering hall for 1,000 people, it's already beyond Corona, everybody has forgotten that you have to do Simchas B'Tzimtzum, you have 1,000 people there, you have more teddy bears there than you have in the zoo, you have over there balloons, and you have the choo-choo trains that have been going from before Shabbos, so you didn't have a problem with Shabbos, and you have lox and bagels and all the rest. They just forgot the Izemel. What are they going to do? From the catering hall to where the Izemel is, where the Smoy Lesser is, there's only a Chotzer, only a Gag, only a Karfif. Minatoya, you can go and carry. It's only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, sorry, mister, you should have made sure to get your Izemel there in time. If you didn't get the zemul din before Shabbos, you cannot. But this is a chametz esu sheish rekar. There's no kar. It's not on you, not on the child. You'll do the bris tomorrow. The same teddy bears will still be good tomorrow. Yeah, but Rabbi, but I won't be able to bring my korban Pesach tonight. Chachom hamidu devrayim v'mokun kars. So those are the three cases: the orel, the hazo'o, and finally this third case of the izem. But now we have the reverse. So if you mara, by the way, that's how Rashi. If you want to see, just take a quick look at the Rashi. Derech chatzeros, parallel to our Gemara, a little bit past halfway down. Derech chatzeros of Rashi. Avagav the shu is rabbanan nino v'yedcha pischoy. As a result, shemiyesh lo izachor lomul mi'akvoy. He won't be able to eat korban Pesach. Desanya mi'lischor ba'bodem mi'akvin as a Pesach. V'lekel meivu mishem koreis the oral zochar shlo yimar. It's not because of the oral problem that the bris mila, to mila the dach yishabas bismana, we're obviously talking about a mila bismana, the cotton labar koris. So it has to be talking about the korban Pesach. Nevertheless, the Rishash says in the back of the Gemara that if you look up the Rashi daf kuf lamed in the Sechta Shabbos, there it's mashma that the problem is not because of korban Pesach, but that when the Chacham says that mila Chacham and devrayim b'mok and koris is talking about bris mila, and the child doesn't have a mila. But we're talking about the chumrah of the mitzvah, since this mitzvah can bring on koris. If this child doesn't have a bris until after the bar mitzvah, and then he refuses to have a bris subsequently, that in itself is the third one, not the mokum koris, instantaneous koris now, but it's a mitzvah sheyesh by koris, is trying to describe the chumrah ho'inyan, nevertheless a chumrah hamidu debrayim b'mokum koris. And now we go to the other three, where loy hamidu chacham divrein. The first one is oinen hodi amar, that we had in our Mishnah. That even though midrabanan, this person cannot eat korbanis at night. Any other kachim, he cannot eat that night. And midrabanan, he cannot eat that night from his korban shlam. And if he happens to be a koyin, he cannot eat a korban chatz or a korban asher or any of the korbanis. However, korban pesach, he's able to eat. Why? On the case of the ayin. Now, what's the second one? Mitzoyda mayi. What's the din of mitzoyda? This ayin. Mitzoyda shechal shemini shaloi b'erev Pesach. You have mitzoyda where his eighth day is erev Pesach. What means his eighth day? He already went through the 7 days. Every mitzoyda after the koyin says that you are now free from tzaras. First he has to go and send away the two pigeons, and have to make artiglachas, he has to wait 7 days, and then he has to toivel, and on day number 8 he has to go and bring his karbonis. Day number 8, by the way, comes out on Erev Pesach. He can bring his karbonis that day, and then he'll be able to go and eat the karbon Pesach at night. Now, one of the things that the Metzoyda has to do, as we know, is he has to have the blood of the Oshem, the Asham Metzoyda, as well as Loik Shomen, they have to be applied to his right Oizen, as well as to his right Boyen. The Boyen means the major, the thumb, as well as the right big toe on the person's foot, on the right foot. Okay, so these things have to be done. Now, where do they have to be done? They have to be done by Azara. Why do they have to be done by Azara? Because you're not going to take out the blood from the Azara and take it out of the Azara, it's going to become possible to Yotze. But the Metzoyda is not allowed to go into the Azara. That's correct. So what are we going to do? He's going to stand in the Shar Nikana. And you remember a couple of days ago we said that all the Shari Azara were Mikudosh, except for the Shar Nikana, which is the Shar that leads into the Azara, where the Metzoyda is going to stand there taut in the Shar Nikana, looking into the Azara, and all he's going to do is put his head in, as well as his finger, as well as his right foot, so that he should be able to go, and that the kohen should be able to apply the blood and the shemen. Aye, isn't that also a problem? So either be the mixis lav shmobia, or even if you'll be the mixis shmobia, but that's the gzeir sakosit, but that's the way you got to do it, because otherwise a matzir will never be able to have a tahara, since he has to have the blood and the oil on his bohinus. Okay, zayiget. So now it's day number 8, the Metzoyda is all prepared to do that, and he's going to do it, and if he does it, the Metzoyda says, yes, he's going to be mutalach, he'll be able to toivel afterwards, and that night he'll be able to go and eat, and everything is going to be dandy. What happens? Unfortunately, this Metzoyda gets now a second whammo. What happened? He unfortunately saw a keri, and now he becomes a baal keri. Now, what's the din of a baal keri? A baal keri is similar to a Zov. like we had in the Pasuk in Parashas Nosai, Vishalchem and Amachane, Kol Tzua v'chol Zav, v'choyu Tomei l'nofesh. And remember we said in the Gemara before, the reason why the Torah enumerates all three is to go and tell you that by each one there's a different Machane. Tomei l'nefesh is not allowed to go into Machane Shechina. Eizov is not allowed to go into the Machane Leviya, and of course all to the Machane Shechina. And Metzora is Mishtaleh Chutz L'Sholish Machane, even to the Machane Yisrael. Okay? Now what's the din of a Baal Keri? Oh, so you remember the Gemara said, why did it say V'chol, V'chol, V'chol? The V'chol by the Zov comes to include a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is also Mishtaleh Chutz L'Shtei Machnois. Not only can he not go into the Machne Shechina, he's not allowed to go into the Machne Leviya. So how is this Metzora, who's a Baal Keri, ever going to be able to go and get his Bahinois? He won't be able. No,
yeah.
We will allow him. How are we going to allow him? We're going to tell him go and toivel. Once he toivel, he's now a Tvul Yoyim. Oh, Tvul Yoyim, everybody agrees. That's okay. Yeah, but even a Tvul Yoyim is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara assumes initially that it's a mitzvah asay, not a mitzvah asay sheyesh boikores, but a mitzvah asay sheein boikores. And subsequently, the Gemara is going to tell us it's not even a diaraisa, it's a derabanan. We're going to see as we learn the Gemara. The sign. Toivel, he can toivel. Of course, he has to bring his korbanis, so he shouldn't be a mechusik kippurim. And he has to toivel because he happens to be a baal keri. Toivel, he'll be able to eat that night. Even though a normal tvul yoyim is not allowed to enter to the Beis HaMikdash, ze nichnas, this tvul yoyim will be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Mutav yovei asei sheyesh baikaris. The yitcha asei sheein baikaris. The asei of bringing the korban Pesach is such a heavy duty type of mitzvah. Yesh baikaris will be doicha the din di oirais of yitcha asei sheein baikaris will push that aside. The Omer of Yoichanan, Dva Torah fila asei ein boy. Even though the Loshen HaBraisa was V'yidcha asei she'ein boy karis, it's lav dafka. There is no asei. Shenemar, how do I know? I have a posseg in Tanakh. Voshtet in posseg, a posseg in Divrei Hayomim. V'yamad Yehoshafet pekahal Yudav Yerushaloyim V'veis Hashem lefnei hechotzer hachadosha. Frate Gemara, what does it mean he was standing before the Chotzer HaKadosha, my Chotzer HaKadosha, Shechidshu Baidava V'Omru, that day, in the times of Yehoshaphat, they announced and they proclaimed that Tvul Yoyim Lo Yikonis B'machne Leviya. Until that time, you were able to, even Min HaTorah. It's only in Derabbanan that they said that Tvul Yoyim is now let it go in. And so therefore, although the Braisi use a very strong expression, Mutav Yovi Asei Sheyesh Bekaris, V'yidcha Asei Sheyesh Bekaris, it's really V'yidcha Derabbanan, which of course, Ein Bekaris. Now why would the Chacham do that? After all, the Chacham, if they made a takana that a Tvul Yoyim is now let it go into the Mach Leviya, certainly he cannot go into the Shar Nikanor and then put his Bohoinos in. The Chacham said, since the Tumah of Metzora has been loosened, Min HaTorah, that he can go and put his Bahinus in, we're going to loosen our restrictions and say that the Metzora, who's altered to Bulyoin, can put his fingers in to get the full degree of Tahara and bring his Kabonis to be able to go and eat the carbon that night, the carbon Pesach. It's a Din Derabonim that they're not allowed to go in, it's a Tvulyoin. This is the second case of Lohemidu Chachom Divrayim B'mokoyim Karis. Now we have case number three. Now, by the way, where does it say in this pasuk HaChotzer HaKadosha that this is referring to a Tvul Yoyim? Says Rashi, there really is no basis in terms of the psak, the pshat in the pasuk. This was a Kabbalah. If you want to look at the last Rashi on the Omid, HaChotzer HaKadosha, two lines from the bottom. HaChotzer HaKadosha is a term that is referring to the Har HaBayis. They call it the HaKadosha, the Chidush. They added a greater level of kedusha that day. Should not only not go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, he shouldn't even go into the Har HaBayis. This is what Rabbi Yochanan had the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, and presumably his Rebbe from his Rebbe, until Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is a Chiddush, that they were Mechadish that day, that Min HaTorah, there's no problem, it was only that day that they were made that day. So Rashi, we got a Pesach, we made the Rebbe Yisr, the Baal Keri, Milovoi, so this case of the Balkari, who was also a Metzoira from our Gemara's Mashman, that if it was only Balkari alone, then we would allow him out Tzvul Yoyim. But since he was Tzvul Yoyim, combined with the fact he's also Metzoira, says Yomar, just like they loosened up, the Torah loosened up on the Metzoira, so he loosened up on the Tzvul Yoyim Midrabanan to allow this Tzvul Yoyim to go and put his Mahinus in, and to be able to bring the Korban Pesach that night. So we have now both the case of the Oinein, the case of the Matzoyer, we have the final case of the Beis HaPras. What's the case of Beis HaPras? That not Shavim B'Shavim B'Sil Sheboikim, we're on to the Amid Beis HaPras Sheboikim Le'oi Sepesel Be'enboikim Le'oi Chlei Truma. What is a Beis HaPras? We all know what a Beis HaPras is. That happens to be a field that we know there was a caver there, and unfortunately someone came and plowed up the entire field, so all the bones nebuch of this caver are now Mufuzar umeforad throughout the field, and there might be bones here, there, and everywhere, and people want to be able to go through this field. So this is called a Beis HaPras. What's the din? Boykin li'oise Pesach, someone who wants to bring the Korban Pesach, he can be boydek. We'll define boydek in a moment. However, in boykin li'oiche truma, if somebody wants to go and eat truma, he's a kohen, and he says, the only way I can get to my truma is if I go through this property, otherwise I have to go like Columbus around the whole world. Go around the whole world. We won't allow you to go through this property, even if you all the bedikas in the world, you cannot go there. My boykin, what is the definition of boykin? The Gemara gives two answers. Amr Yira Meshmul, Menapeach Beis HaPras, V'hoylech. What is the problem with the bones inside this Beis HaPras? The problem is not a din of oihel, because for Tumas oihel, you have to have Roiv Minyan or Roiv Binyan. But with the assumption is, since this whole area had been had a very, very fine plow that plowed up the entire field, that you're not going to find a Roiv Minyan, a Roiv Binyan, the Mokim Echad. But what is the problem? The problem is that as he is walking through the field, he might accidentally step on, push, touch a bone. And in terms of maga umasa, all you need is an etzem kisa'ira. Kisa'ira is a very, very small amount, and therefore what the person will have to do is he will have to blow his way through the field. Presumably, instead of blowing with his mouth, he'll take one of these professional bellows or blowers, but the point is that he has to go and blow his way through the field to make sure he doesn't step on, or he doesn't push, he's not masit, he doesn't touch any bones. That type of heter the Chacham allowed for the Oise Pesach, but not for the Oichli Truma. Why were they lenient? That's what the Gemara said, because in three cases, Loi Haminu Chacham Devrein B'Mokam Dovashiyesh Baikaris, and that's the case of the Korban Pesach. That's one definition of Boitkin, to be Menapech, to blow your way through. Yehuda Omar, we're talking about another type of Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras Shenidish is Tohar. What does that mean? That after you had the situation where the plow plowed through the whole field, that already took place a year ago. During this year, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, you had already 1,000 people traipsed through this property, and as a result, whilst they were trampling and treading and traipsing through this property, inevitably, any bones that were there were either kicked to the side just by the fact that people were walking there, and or people stepped on the bones until they were no longer etzem kisa'oira, they were just fragments, nebuch less than a sa'oira. So therefore, there's nothing left, at least on this path. And therefore, what is the boykin? Boykin means, go and check if there's a path. If there's a path that you see that if people have tread, you could see any field, you could see where people have treaded and gone through the field. If there's such a path, then you don't have to do any worry about it. The Oise Pesach can go through, but not the Oichle Truma. Oichle Truma, oh, no. They're going to have to go around. I'm very sorry. So this is the third case that the Chacham Lo Yehemid, the Chacham Devrei, Mishal Torah. So we had altogether six cases. The Orel, Hazor, the Izema, the Chacham Wurmamid, the Devrei, Mamakim Karis, and the Oinen, the Tzayim, Beis HaPras, Lo Yehemid, the Devrei, Mamakim Karis. What's the reason why here yes and here not. So the Mefarshim go on length to try to explain why the first three are more of a concern and the other three are less of a concern. But that's the bottom line in our Gemara. Sometimes they were mamet, sometimes they're not mamet. Han lecha isha. We saw a brand new perek. Zok the Mishnah. The basic halacha of the Mishnah we're all familiar with, and that is the halacha of Karban Pesach Shaini. A person who is tamei, or he was b'derech chayka. What's the definition of derech chayka? We'll see Mitchum Limar tomorrow and the day later. Mitchum we'll see in our parak. He didn't do Pesach Rishon. He has to say Shaini. He has to go and do Pesach Shaini. The Gemara is going to be medayik that the words Vloy Osis Rishon Yasis Hashaini Lechoyra are superfluous. All that you go and say is Mishaya Tommy Abderach Rechaika Yasis Hashaini. Of course, Loy Osis Rishon, because he was a Tommy or Abderach Rechaika. Why does Mishnah have to say Vloy Osis Rishon? That's a double push. Mitchell Gemara is going to clarify that shortly. Now, it's not only a din of Tommy Abderach Rechaika, it's even a Shogag, a person who is a Shogag, or a person who's a nenas. Now, what's the definition of a shogeg? Rashi later on says it's talking about a person that forgot that today is Erev Pesach. He woke up in the morning, he had a tremendous headache, he went back to sleep, and he woke up at 6 o'clock at night, and he didn't go and bring his carbon Pesach. Not that he's a bad guy. If he'd remembered, oh, it's Erev Pesach, I got to run with him, I'll get my shepsel after going, he forgot. Forgot that he was Erev Pesach. Oy nenas. Nebuch, he became a choyle lemushel that day. He was sick as a dog. They took him to the ICU. Hatzalah took him shnel. Mendy was there on the scene within 30 seconds. They took him. He couldn't bring it. That night, Baruch Hashem, they released him. Baruch Hashem, they did all the tests. A miracle. Everybody said, oh, that's the new miracle of Pesach. And they would goyle him from the, he had the Yetzias hospital, and he was ready. No, he was a shogeg goynenas. For the Yasas Rishon, he didn't do the Rishon. Yasas Hashani. And Igmar is again going to ask, why did it have to say Vliosis Rishon? Of course, if he's a Shogeg Gornenas, he didn't do the Rishon. He couldn't possibly do the Rishon because he was a Shogeg, he forgot that he was Pesach, or he was sick in the hospital. Yasas Shein, we'll talk about that shortly. So now that you've expanded the halachos of Pesach Sheni to include not only the Tomei and Derech Choyke, but even the Shogeg and the Oynes, and Kilom and Nemar Tomei Oshoyim Derech Choyke in the Pasuk, where is that pasuk? So most of us have the Torah Ora Shalem. It's number one. It's the only one. Davro ben Yisrael leimor ish kiyat tamla nefesh oy v'derech achoyk lechem oy l'dor yaseichem v'asa pesach l'Hashem. He can go and do it in the next month, meaning on Yudalit Iyar, like the following psukim say in the Torah in that parsha Baloischa. Anyway. So what's the difference then? You're saying Ken Lama Nema Tommy Shabderka Khaika. You're telling me the halach applies into a shogag or a nenas. Sha'ilu Paturameikaris. If a Tommy or Shayim Derek Khaika didn't do the Pesach Rishon, the Potter and Karis, after all, he's a Tommy, he's a Derek Khaika. He's an Inus. The Eilu and the others Chayom ni Karis. Now who are the others? Are we talking about Chasishon the Shogag or Nenas? Shogag is not in a Karis, yeah, big Karmchatas. He's an Inus, he's sick. So the words at the moment seem to be very difficult, and in fact, Mi'at Hashem says Rashi Mefarish B'Gemara. We're going to explain this in Gemara in another moment or two. Says Imar, Itmar. Let's talk about now a person who is a Bederech Chayka. How you Bederech Chayka? Mishachtu v'zorku olav. This person at 2 o'clock in the afternoon was still in Tel Aviv, was still in Haifa, still in Bnei Brak. He passed the test in terms of being b'derech choyke. What is the definition of derech choyke? We're going to see mentioned tomorrow and further what the definition is. But he was definitely confirmed b'derech choyke. So the Torah says, don't do the first Karm Pesach. You bring a Karm Pesach shiny. What happens? The person says, I know I'm b'derech choyke, but I'm going to go and hire the best taxi in the land, or I'm going to go and hire a helicopter, and I'm going to make it there 5 minutes before Shkia on Erev Pesach. And therefore he called up somebody who's in Yerushalayim and says, I know I'm tardy, I know I'm late, but I'm going to be there. You're going to see, Lechtzin, I'm not sure Lechtzin, but by Shkia, I'm definitely going to be there on Erev Pesach. And therefore he appointed a shliach. He was one of the menuyim and one of the karm pesachs, the shechted and the zrika. And guess what? He arrives in shul 5 minutes before shkia on Erev Pesach. What should he do now? So now we have a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman Amahurta. Rav Nachman said what he did was absolutely proper and correct. The Karban Pesach was oil l'rotzim l'fonav. He should eat the Karban Pesach tonight, and it'll be posted from Pesach Sheni, because Baruch Hashem, he brought the Pesach Rishon. Rav Sheshes Amaloi Hurta, forget about it. He was a defined, confirmed Bederech Chayka. If he had to hire a helicopter or a special taxi or a plane or whatever to get there, Rehurtza, the Karban Pesach that was brought on his behalf is worthless vis-a-vis him. It'll be worth lots for the other people, but not for him. And he has to go. That's what the Tanya says. A person who's Bederech Chayka, you bring on Pesach Sheni. Now, what's the basis of the machlekes? Zoktimar Rav Nachman Amahurtza Meiches Hu Dechas Rachmana Olaf. The pshat of Pesach Sheni is a backup alternative that the person who Nebuch is unfortunately not in Yerushalayim because he was tardy, because the plane was delayed, because of it, whatever the reason was, the Torah had Rachmanis and said, since you're an oynis, you're a bederech achayka, I give you a second chance on Pesach Sheni. So the Torah had Rachmanis. However, the Eoven, if he is able to go and superpower himself and get to Yerushalayim in time to eat the Pesach Sheni by night, to eat the Karban Pesach at night, Tavol Bracha, Fakert, we should call me Mechavet, such a person, say, wow, I can't believe it. 2 o'clock you were in Haifa, and we know what the traffic is like from Haifa to Tel Aviv, and then Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, and you're able to make it in time. Wow, you should be the guest of honor at the next Karban Pesach dinner, because he was Moise Nefesh and Hurtza. Rav Sheshes Amaloi Hurtza. Midcha Dachi Rachmana Kitame. The Torah puts him together in the category with the Tamei. And as the Gemara is going to say on the Amud Aleph, what happens if that Tamei is there at the Beis HaMikdash and he's pleading, Rabbi, saying, please, I want to bring my Karban Pesach together with everybody else. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, sorry, you're a Tamei, you cannot bring in now Pesach Rishon, you have to wait till Pesach Sheni. But I'd like to, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm available. Torah says, so sorry, you cannot. Same thing with Derech HaChayka. The person is outside of Yerushalayim at the time of the bringing of the Karban Pesach, but I'm going to be there, I'm going to bring my helicopter, I'm going to bring my plane, the supersonic jet, I'll be there in time. Very sorry, mister. Just like your colleague, the Tomei, cannot bring it, you cannot bring it, you're off the hook, you cannot bring it, you'll bring a Mitzvah Pesach Shem. So Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Minoan Minola. I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Now, let's look at the Mishnah. Mishahoye Tomei, by Vederech HaChayke. And the Mishnah continues on, the words that we were already metayik, V'loi Asa Es HaRishon Yas Es HaSheni. He didn't do the Pesach Rishon, therefore, by default, Pesach Sheni. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Vederech HaChayke, V'loi Asa Es HaRishon? Avada, he didn't do the Rishon, because he's Vederech HaChayke. That's why he's doing the Sheni. It should be enough to say Mishay Tomei Bederech Chayka Yasis Hasheni. Why is it say Yasis Rishon? Because the Mishnah is telling us in a very subtle way. Mechlal di boy avad. Even though you're Bederech Chayka, if you can still do the Rishon, do the Rishon. Yes, hire that helicopter. Yes, use superhuman heroic efforts to get there in time. And if despite everything you can't, then you do the Pesach Sheni. But if you can, yes! And that's why the Mishataka says, Loi Osis HaRishon. If you couldn't, then the Osis HaSheni. But if you could, do it. Chayla, nice raya to Rav Nachman. Otherwise, those words are totally superfluous. Azei Zot Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amalach, he says, if that's the way you're learning Pshat, let's go to the Sefer of the Mishnah. Diktani, what does it say in the Sefer? Shogag Oinenas V'loi Osa Es HaRishon Yas Es HaSheni. Freiting Mark. Let's make the same diuk that Rav Nachman made in the Reisha. That what the words V'loi Osa Es HaRishon are Ibrik. Miriktoni V'loi Osa Es HaRishon Izach Mashma V'chlal Di Boy Ovad. That if he wanted to, he could do it. Freiting Mark. Hari Shogag V'hari Ne'enas. It is impossible for the person to do it. By definition, the shogging means he forgot today is Erev Pesach. So go and tell him, by the way, yesterday you forgot was Erev Pesach. If you would have remembered yesterday, you would have done. Shkoyach, I forgot the whole day that today is Erev Pesach. I forgot. What am I supposed to do? Hari Shogag. So you can't go and say by that Shogag, for the Osir Sarishan, Iboy Ovid, if he wanted to, he could have done it. He couldn't have done it because he was in a cloud the entire day. He didn't realize it was Erev Pesach. Same thing, the Nenas. The Nenas, by definition, if he was taken to the ICU, he couldn't have done it because he's an Oinus. That's the definition of the word Oinus. I couldn't do it. If that's the, what, that's the case, why did the Gemara have to, why did the Mishnah have to add the words V'loi Osa Esarishan? That's the definition of a Shogeg and Nenas, V'loi Osa Esarishan. What you have to assume is, even though the Mishnah doesn't use that term, it means mezid. Well, what do you mean mezid? Going back to the Mishnah, a person who's a shogak, third line of the Mishnah, a person is a shogik, or the person is a nanas, or the person also is a rishon because he's a mezid. Yas is a sheni, he can go and do carbon pesach sheni. Really, is that the case? Says our Mishnah, yes, that even though you were mazed by Pesach Rishon, if you did tshuva, al chait, I'm sorry I didn't bring it, and I want to bring Pesach Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to go and bring the Karim Pesach. I always thought a mazed is a kares. We'll meet you and learn about this tomorrow. According to one man, the Yomar, you only get kares if you're mazed twice. I know it's Pesach Rishon, I don't care. I am not bringing my Karim Pesach. Well, now it's a month later, it's Pesach Sheni. I don't care. I'm not bringing my Pesach. Oh, then you get Karis. That's Karis according to everybody. We'll see Mitchum tomorrow. What happens if the Karis the first? He was amazing the first time, and the second time he was Nebuchan Oinus on Pesach Sheni. Mitchum, we'll discuss that tomorrow. But in the meantime, the Gemara is telling us is, according to Rav Sheshes, that the Pshat in the Sefer, when it says, Shogag Oinanas, put in parentheses, or amazed that Le'osa es Harishayim, they are Yas Es Hasheni. Ah, once I'm saying that pshat in the Sefer, says Rav Sheshes, I'm going to say the same pshat in the Resha. That when it says Misha Yatomi or Bederech HaChoyka, what is that for Yas Es Harishayim? That's referring to an Oinein. An Oinein could have brought the Karban Pesach, because we learned in the last two Mishnayos, the one that we started off today, the one we started off yesterday, that even though there's a din of Aninos Laila, but that's the Rabbanon, so the Oinein wanted to, he could have, would have, should have brought his Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. If he didn't, Loi Oses HaRishon, Yoses HaSheni. Ah, so therefore, according to Rav Sheshes, the words Le'osis HaRishon are not superfluous, neither in the Reisha nor in the Sefer. The Reisha Le'osis HaRishon is not referring to the Derech HaChoyke guy that, like Rav Nachman said, you still, if you can, do it, come, schnell, run, take a taxi, take a helicopter, take a supersonic jet, come to the Beis HaMikdash in time. If you didn't come by before Shki at night, Le'osis HaRishon, Le'osis HaSheni. Says Rav Sheshes, that's not the Pshat. Pshat in the Mishnah, Le'osis HaRishon, is referring to the Oinein case. Just like the Sefer, when it says Le'osis HaRishon, is referring to the Mezid case. And Rashi says, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Sheshes in the Sefer that Le'osis HaRishon is referring to the Mezid guy, but he disagrees in the Reisha. And he says in the Reisha, Le'osis HaRishon is defining the Derech HaChoyke man. The Derech HaChoyke man, he could have, would have, should have run. If he didn't, Le'osis HaRishon, then Yasis HaSheni. But if he could, Hurtza. That's a pshat according to Rav Nachman. So again, let's go back to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Amalach. Rav Sheshes about five lines after the Rashi's in the new perek. Rav Sheshes Amalach. Ihochi Sefer Diktoni Shogog Enenes Le'osis HaRishon Yasis HaSheni. Miktoni V'Le'osa. Machaldi Boy Ovad. Are we going to make the same diuk like you said, Rav Nachman and the Reisha, that he could have done it? He couldn't have done it. He's a Chashogog. He's a Chanenas. El Amazin Ktoni Badayu. So in the Sefer, you have to throw in the word Mezin. Hachanam in the Reisha, throw in the word Oinen Ktoni Badayu. And therefore, neither of the two Le'osa is a Rishon's are now superfluous. The Reish is talking about the Oinen, and the Seif is talking about the Mezid. Ravashi. Ravashi says, don't think that this is a remote type of far-fetched pshat. Masisa Namideka. It's crystal clear. Because let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Said, the Mishnah asked, now notice the Rashi in the Mishnah says, Gesundheit. Answer the Mishnah, She'ela Pturim Meikaris. Who's the Pturim Meikaris? The Tamei, the Derech HaChoyke, the Shogag, and the nanas. All of these guys are part of Mikaris because Gesundheit goes all to one extent or another. There's a Shogig or a Mason. He's a Tom, he's a Derchakoike guy. He is a Mamish Shogig or nanas. All of these are part of Mikaris. So who's the Eluchayov Mikaris? Zoktim, I'll tell you. Get to Ravashi. Om Ravashi Masis Nami Deng to Tani Elu Ptun Mikaris. The Elu Chayov Mikaris. Ahai, Gesundheit. When it says the Elu Chayov Mikaris, the Elu Ptun Mikaris, that clearly is referring to the Tami B'der Chachoyka. That's nothing to talk about. So the Elu Chayov Mikaris, what is that talking about? Ilaim Ashoyi Veneras. Shoyi Veneras, but a Karis? No, come on. Can't be many Karis. Elav, it must be referring to somebody else that is not mentioned explicitly, but that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Elav, like Rav Sheshis learned, Amezid, V'oinon, so I have at least two or four, which are those that are Pturim Eikaris. The two or the four are the Tamei Derech HaChoyke, Shoyig and Nenas, V'eilu, who's the Eilu Chayovim, that's the Oinon and the Amezid. From Nachman Amalach, we Oilam Amezid L'chudei, says Rav Nachman, no. I agree with my esteemed colleague Rav Sheshis in the Sefer Takameis. That I'm masking. That's what Le'os Esarishin means. But I don't agree with the Reisha, because in the Reisha, I hope Esarishin, that's just modifying the Derech HaChoyke guy. It shouldn't say in the Sefer, the Eilu Chayovin B'Yikoris. There's only one guy in this category. That's the Mezid. There's no Oinin referred to in the Mishnah. So it should go and say, V'zeh Chayav B'Yikoris. I did Tani Chayovin, I did Tani Reisha, but for symmetry and parallelism in the Lashon of Mishnah, since here it says the Eilu Peturin, it says the Eilu Chayovin. Amr Shesh Ben Amin Allah, how do I know that I am right? The sign you have a bright server, Kiva Oimer. Nemr Tomei Venemr Derech HaChoyke. The Pasuk says both Tomei and Derech HaChoyke. Ma Tomei Shesipek B'Yodhi Lasois. The Eimer Oiz, just like the Tomei. Sipek B'Yodhi means I am standing here on next to the Harabayas, waiting to go and bring my carbon Pesach, and I'm asking him, please, and I'm pleading, I want to go and bring it. The Eini Oisa, but he cannot bring it. Why not, says Rashi? The Ka'osale Rachman Alas, the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I'm very sorry, I know you would love to, and I know you have Cheshik, but Eini Oisa, you tell me you cannot. It's possible for him to run with a supersonic jet and to get there in time at 6 o'clock, before 5 minutes before Shkia. Ve'enoyis Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're in the Tomei category, so sorry, you got to wait for Pesach Sheni. That's Rav Sheshis is Raya or Pshat in the Pasuk. Rav Nachman Amalach, who said this drasha? This was Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Rabbi Kiva, you know why Rabbi Kiva says this? Rabbi Kiva Letami Dekasaber Ein Shoyfle Zorken Al Tomei Sheret. Even though the Tomei Sheret says, Rabbi say, I'm going to go to the mikveh in 5 minutes, and then I'm going to have Heresh Shemesh, and I want to be able to go. I'm very sorry. We hold like Rav. Oh, like Rabbi Kiva, ain't shirk mizorka al tmei sheretz, and that's why he says you, the derech rechoike guy, you're just like the tmei sheretz guy. Even though, yes, you could theoretically, you could toivel and you could run. I know. Therefore, we're not going to allow you to do that because if at that moment you're tmei sheretz, at the moment of shechita v'zrika, you're tmei sheretz, and at the moment of shechita v'zrika, you happen to be the derech rechoike. Pesach rishon, the doors are closed. You're going to go and do Pesach sheni. But no svirle. But I, says Rav Nachman, hold kiman the sheretz mizorka al tmei sheretz. So just like a tmei sheretz, we allow him to do his tvila and to go and bring and have Erev Shemesh and brew. They bring the korban Pesach at night. Send the derech hachoyka. If you can rush, come on in and you'll be able to eat the korban Pesach at night. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. Says Isaac Mitch. I'm going to continue tomorrow morning, approximately at 7:45.